Monday, the 16th of December.
The news update, I'm Angus Morrock. Good morning. All London's mainline stations are closed because of a bomb threat. It follows two IRA firebomb attacks in the capital over the weekend. Details from Tim Webb.
British Transport Police say the decision to shut all mainline BR terminals in London follows a telephoned warning at 20 to 6 this morning. Inspector Robert McKenrick.
We are treating it seriously and stations are being searched at this precise moment. Anyone travelling or hoping to travel into London, there are no trains at this precise moment. So I'd ask they don't attempt to travel into London by train.
13 underground stations, which are interchanges with BR, are also shut. On Sunday, the IRA warned it will carry out more attacks following its firebombs, which went off at London's National Gallery and at Brent Cross Shopping Centre in North London over the weekend.
And the bombs exploded outside a police station in Northern Ireland this morning. A motorist was injured by flying debris. The explosion caused minor damage to the building at Saintfield in County Down. Last week, 66 people were hurt in an IRA attack on a police station in Craigavon. Egypt's starting an inquiry into why rescue services took hours to reach the ferry, which sank 6 miles off the coast. Up to 400 people died as strong winds pushed the ship onto a coral reef in the Red Sea. America says it's studying requests from Russia and Ukraine to formally recognize their independence. U.S. Secretary of State James Baker is in Moscow as part of his mission to find out who's now in power in the former Soviet Union and who's in control of its vast nuclear arsenal. Mr. Baker is due to meet the Russian President Boris Yeltsin, then President Gorbachev. The U.S. Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has voiced fears that some of the Soviet's 27,000 nuclear warheads could fall into the hands of other countries like Iraq, Iran, or North Korea.
Clearly, you have to be concerned about the possibility that either a weapon or knowledge about how to produce weapons will ultimately find its way to third parties. And given the breakup of the Soviet Union, given the disintegration of their society, given the sad state of their economy, the only realistic thing for me to do as Secretary of Defense is to anticipate that one of the byproducts of the breakup of the Soviet Union will be a proliferation of nuclear capability.
That on Sky News. The latest CBI survey shows falling exports and factory production, despite government hopes of an economic recovery. More than half the 1,300 firms in the study report less than average export orders for this month. About a quarter predict a fall in factory output in the next 4 months. The re-release of Queen's 1975 hit Bohemian Rhapsody is shot straight in at number one in the singles charts, following the death of lead singer Freddie Mercury. This from Network News music correspondent Willie Morgan.
The wave of sympathy for Freddie Mercury, who died of AIDS last month, continues. The hit single featuring Mercury's haunting voice has sold around 500,000 copies after being released again this week, and is now the favourite to top the British charts over Christmas. It was last in the charts nearly 16 years ago. Proceeds from the re-release are going to the AIDS charity, the Terence Higgins Trust.
Network News time, 3 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, this is Chris Cook on Breakfast Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM. The main news this morning, we can actually update on the network news. There has been an explosion in Clapham, believed to be at Clapham Junction. It's been reported as being very loud. The explosion was heard in Battersea. There was general chaos in the area. Ambulances all over London are on standby. All main line British Rail termini are closed this morning, as are the London Underground interchanges. This was reported as being due to a security alert. We understand from Potters Bar Station that trains are terminating at Finsbury Park, but we've also heard reports that when trains hit the rear of the congestion, they're turning around and coming back to ease any possible congestion. The official news is, or the official advice is, do not attempt to travel into London by train this morning.
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
Dancing in
Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7. Welcome to breakfast. If you've just woken up, the news is all London British Rail termini are closed this morning due to a security alert. The interchanges for London Underground are similarly closed. We understand from Potter's Bar Station that trains are running into Finsbury Park and then terminating. But also we hear another report that the trains will continue until they hit the rear of the congestion and then will turn round. The official advice that we've had reported to us is do not travel into London until further news is available. We've had reports, basically confirmed reports, of an explosion at Clapham Junction. There is apparently chaos in the area. The explosion was heard in Battersea. No casualties as yet have been reported. We'll keep you up to date. We have a full, and I mean a full news team, in the Radio Cracker Potter's Bar 100.7 news team, newsroom. So we will hear the news as soon as we get it and pass it on to you. This is B.A. Robertson.
Super sensitive, I missed the spark. Chose my vocation, took a little application. I'm an overnight sensation, the king of rock. Available for parties, bar mitzvahs and charities. Do another session, I'll be carried off. I have my creativity, think of my sensitivity. You know I really love my art.
I think you are a boring.
Knocked it off, yeah, I knocked it off. While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off, I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought I'd win in the game.
You knocked it off,
yeah, I knocked it off. I'm still the same civilian, even talk to me pop, I'm happy to be playing. What's that you're saying? There's gotta be a limo to take me down the shops. Tell them they can stuff it, I'm not about to rough it in some Granada gear, I was taught by the pops. Pop folk are fickle when they get a little tickle, and they get a little sick when they get a little flop.
I knocked it off, you knocked it off.
While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off, but I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought I'd win in the game.
Listening to Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7 FM. You wouldn't believe how many people there are in our newsroom this morning. The main news now from Jan.
Junction British Rail Station in South London. All London's mainline stations have been closed and there are no trains running into London. There are reports that some trains will be running so far, but there is no confirmation yet. As far as we know, there are no reports of casualties. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with BR stations, are also shut. The stations were closed earlier after a bomb threat, which was telephoned at 20 to 6 this morning. It follows two firebombs at Brent Cross over the weekend and one at the National Gallery shop. We'll bring you more news as we have it. There is also an unconfirmed report that there is an unexploded bomb at Victoria Station.
Come on!
Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7 FM. Chris Cook at breakfast on what is a very hectic, very confused day in the centre of London and the outskirts. We're going back over to Jan now for an update on the news.
There's been an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed and there are no trains into London. I repeat, no trains into London. Although some may be running to Finsbury Park, it's unconfirmed. There are no reports of casualties so far, but 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with BR stations, are also shut. Stations were closed earlier this morning after a bomb warning was telephoned at 20 to 6. We also have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed that police are interviewing someone there. Anti-terrorist squads are standing by at all stations, and the London Ambulance Service is also in attendance. All stations are continue to be searched. The weather, it's 7 degrees in South London, 9 degrees in North London. We also, on traffic side, we also believe that the Blackwall Tunnel is very slow going, which will mean chaos in that region too.
Thanks, Jan. This is Andrew Gold. Andrew Gold and How Can This Be Love on Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 100.7 FM. Good morning, if you've just woken up. It is 7:20. If you normally commute to London, forget it. We understand that there will be no trains into London today. That's unconfirmed at the moment. There's certainly no trains going on at the moment. There seem to be a number of bombs or reported bombs around and about. We're going back over to Jan now for an update on the situation.
There's been an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Margate, have been closed and there are no trains into London, although some may be running to Finsbury Park. There are no reports of casualties so far at Clapham Junction. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut. The stations were closed this morning after a bomb warning was telephoned at 20 to 6. We also have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed that police are interviewing someone there. Anti-terrorist squads are standing by at all London stations and the London Ambulance Service is also in attendance. All stations are being searched and it is likely that they will be closed all day. The bomb explosion this morning follows two firebomb attacks at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and at the National Gallery over the weekend. And I repeat, there are no trains into London this morning and all London's mainline stations are closed. They're likely to be closed all day. Over to you, Chris. Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM, broadcasting to Potters Bar and the surrounding districts. My name's Chris Cook. I'm looking after the breakfast show for this morning. A very important day. A lot of chaos in London. There has been a bomb explosion at Clapham Junction. All the London British Rail termini are closed. Repeat that. All the London British Rail termini are closed.
Any tube stations, London Underground interchange with these British Rail stations are similarly closed. We're going to go back to Jan in just a moment for an update. If there's any Radio Cracker station staff who are listening and can't get into London today because of the problem with the trains, and there is a report that the stations will be closed all day, although that's yet to be properly confirmed. If there are any staff available, we'd like to come up to the station and help us to monitor and write all the reports. Jan, what have you got for us?
There's been an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London. It's now known that the bomb went off in the main goods yard at the station. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed, and there are no trains into London. I repeat, no trains into London. Although some may be running to Finsbury Park, but that is not confirmed. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with BR stations, are also shut, and tube trains are running straight through the mainline stations, the British Rail stations. Nobody is allowed to get off. The mainline stations were closed after a bomb warning was telephoned at 20 to 6 this morning. We also have an unconfirmed report of an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed police are interviewing someone there. Diversions are in operation around Victoria Station and also south of Clapham Junction Station in South London. Most roads are closed around the Pimlico area. Another traffic update. Blackwell Tunnel is very slow moving, and the between the junctions 7 to 10 on the M1 South, there's also a lot of congestion. Most people will be reverting to cars today because of the trains, but we warn that London is very congested with traffic all over. The anti-terror squads are on standby at all London stations, and the London Ambulance Service is also in attendance. All stations are being searched. It's unlikely that they will be opened until the end of the day. We just repeat, there are no trains into London. Over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Jan. We'll be keeping a very close eye on the story. We'll try and update in between each record just to let you know, and obviously new people who are listening in. 7:27, this is Mike and the Mechanics. Okay, it's Wings, Venus and Mars album, and the Rock Show.
What's that man holding in his hand? He looks a lot like a guy who ain't that well.
Kitty!
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 Rock show from Venus and Mars, Paul McCartney Wing, especially for a lady who flew in from North Carolina on Saturday. You know who you are. There is absolute chaos in London today. All the London rail termini are closed. There is very little possibility of any trains going into London for much of the day. That, of course, includes Moorgate and King's Cross. We're going back to Jan and Victoria in the newsroom for further information.
There's been an explosion at Clapham Junction British Rail Station in South London. It's now known that the bomb went off in the main goods yards. All London's mainline stations, including King's Cross and Moorgate, have been closed and there are no trains into London. We repeat, no trains into London. So far, there are no reports of casualties at Clapham Junction. 13 underground stations, which are interchanges with British Rail stations, are also shut. The stations were closed this morning after a bomb warning was telephoned at 20 to 6. The warning said that bombs were to be placed at all mainline stations. We have an unconfirmed report that there is an unexploded bomb at Victoria British Rail Station. It is believed that police are interviewing someone there. The bomb explosion this morning follows two firebomb attacks at Brent Cross Shopping Centre and at the National Gallery over the weekend. We repeat, there are no trains into London this morning and all London mainline stations are closed. And as people will be reverting to their cars, we want to advise you that there is chaos on the roads too. Traffic at the Blackwall Tunnel is very slow moving, trailing back past Shooter's Hill. There are diversions all round Victoria. And south of Clapham Junction, most roads are closed in the Pimlico region. There is chaos on the roads and chaos on the network. We'll get back to you with more news as soon as possible. Over to you, Chris.
Thank you, Jan. Monday, the 16th of December. Looks like it's going to be a very eventful day. If there are any Radio Cracker, Pollers Bar 100.7 FM studio staff who are unable to get into London, could you contact the studio or pop up here, please? We think we might have quite a lot of news to be covering today. This is Activate.
Get back to me!
On Monday, the 16th of December, 1991, at 7:37, coming up to 7:38, you're listening to Radio Cracker, Potters Bar 100.7 FM, Potters Bar's own local radio station, just